You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. It's Volunteers Week, an opportunity to celebrate the contributions of all the amazing and wonderful RNIB volunteers and the work they do to support blind and partially sighted people across the UK. Well, today, joining us are volunteers Daryl Stewart and Shauna Black, who are actually taking on a wonderful challenge this year, and they're joining us to tell us a little bit more. Hello to you both.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, let's start with, I guess, the most basic question. Shauna, would you mind telling us what exactly it is that you are taking on as a challenge and using to fundraise as well?
So there's four kilt walks in Scotland, and Daryl and I are taking on all four. So we've done a Glasgow one down, three to go. The Glasgow one was 14 miles. Our next one is Aberdeen on the 4th of June, and that one's, I think, 17 and a half miles. Then we've got Dundee in August, which is 20 miles. And then Edinburgh, again, is our finale. That's on the 17th of September, and that's 14 miles.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. And Daryl, would you mind telling us what made you and Shauna decide to do this challenge?
Yes, yeah, so I thought, last couple of years, I've done the Edinburgh one. And I thought, obviously, this year, it's a new experience, obviously, trying to take on. It's a new experience, obviously, me and Shauna. So we thought we'll go and give it a bash and do all four big kilt walks, shall we say. It's not as easy as I thought, but we'll get there.
And how did you both feel after you did your first kilt walk? Were you quite tired?
Well, after the first kilt walk, to be fair, I wasn't that bad. To be fair, I had a wee bit sore legs, but ready to go again.
Are you the same, Shauna? Are you feeling fired up?
It's great, the camaraderie when you're there and the chat just spurs you along. I mean, it didn't feel like 14 miles, did it, Daryl? It was just, you know, because we were chatting and there was lots of people around and stuff. It was like, oh, is that us? We've done. It was good.
And are you hoping your next few will be the same?
Yeah, and hopefully good weather as well.
Yeah, hopefully.
Now, obviously, you're doing this also to help fundraise for RNIB and to help support blind and partially sighted people across the UK. Is there any personal connection you have to RNIB?
Yeah, well, I'm visually impaired myself. I have been for most of my adult life. And I'm also an RNIB volunteer as well. So I run two health walks in East Lothian. So, just to help raise funds so that other people can get out and about and get support.
How about you, Daryl?
Yes, obviously, I'm visually impaired myself. Obviously, I'm an RNIB volunteer. I volunteer in the cafe. I volunteer in different kind of groups and clubs. And sometimes I help out with showing myself walks as well.
This year, RNIB is doing a big campaign. It's called their See Sport Differently Hub, and it's all about encouraging blind and partially sighted people to get active in any way and form. Do you think what you guys are doing by just walking, not necessarily running or doing marathons, is still a great way to get active and, you know, be physically active and looking after your own well-being?
Yeah, I think it's also a great idea. So I think it's good to also get them a walk, also you can get some funds for RNIB, because RNIB is a big charity. And there's also lots of different blind and partially sighted people over the UK.
Yeah, I think it's a great thing just to get people out and get them walking. That's part of what our health walks are about as well. Daryl and I are also part of a tandem cycling club in Edinburgh, so we also do tandem cycling as well. So yeah, the See Sport Differently campaign's one that's quite close to my heart as well, to get people out and about, get people active.
So you guys are doing the kilt walks together, you do the health walks as well, and you tandem cycle. Do you never get tired of each other?
No. Except unless when Daryl's talking about football.
Well, not really, to be fair, but part of the job, we just have to put up with Shauna, don't we?
Well, if we wanted to keep up to date with your challenge and maybe have a look at your Just Giving page, where can we find it?
We've been sharing it on RNIB Connect. I'm going to share it again in the next couple of days on the Connect Facebook page, so I'll be able to keep up to date with that.
And the easiest way to become part of the RNIB Connect group is just find it on, as Shauna said there, it's on Facebook. If you get in touch, you can request to become part of the community and you can keep an eye out for Shauna's update. So as RNIB volunteers, what would you say to encourage someone else to do volunteering if they perhaps never done it before?
The RNIB, it's a good charity. People come with full sight, they don't know anybody with visual impairments. It's a good experience for them to learn and interact with visual impaired people and also learn how to guide people in the correct way and all that. It's amazing.
How about yourself, Shauna? What words of encouragement would you share with anyone who is maybe considering volunteering?
Yeah, anybody who wants to volunteer, you'll get plenty of support. There's plenty of staff around to make sure you get the support you need and the training you need to help. And it's great to volunteer. It's a two-way thing, volunteering. For all you're helping a visually impaired person, you also get something yourself back for the fact that you're actually helping somebody. It makes you feel good too. So it's a two-way street.
Well, if you would like to become part of the RNIB volunteers, you can always call the RNIB helpline and find out a little bit more. The number is 0303-123-9999. Well, Daryl, Shauna, good luck on your next few kilt walks. I hope you get the most wonderful weather and you have absolutely no leg pain the next day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.